You remember the space race in the 60s was for national prestige because we lost the first two milestones. We didn't lose them technically. The fact that we had the hardware to put something in orbit when we let von Braun fly it, you can argue that's not a technical loss. Sputnik wasn't a technical loss, but it was a prestige loss. America, the world, saw America as not being the leader, technology, and that was a very strong thing. And then we flew Alan Shepard weeks after Gagarin, not months or decades or whatever. So we had the capability, but America lost. We lost. And because of that, we made a big jump to recover it. Well, again, what's interesting here is we've lost to the Russians on the first couple of milestones already. You cannot buy a ticket commercially to fly into space in America. Can't do it. You can buy it in Russia. You can fly with Russian hardware. This is available because a Russian space program is starving, and it's nice for them to get 20 million here and there to take one of the seats. It's commercial, can be defined as space tourism. They're also offering a trip to go on this whip around the moon, like Apollo 8 was done. $100 million, hey, you can go to the moon. But you know, would you have thought back in the 60s, when the space race was going on, that the first commercial, capitalist-like thing to do, to buy a ticket to go to the moon, would be in Russian hardware? And would you have thought, would the Russians have thought, that when they first go to the moon and their developed hardware, the guys inside won't be Russians, maybe it will probably be a Japanese or American billionaire? Well, that's weird, you know, it really is. But anyway, I think we need to beat them again.